Well, the Spurs stunned the Thunder to take the opener of the Western Conference Finals on the hardwood last night in San Antonio.
Here's Ginobili. Oh, beautiful ball fake. He scores in the foul.
Manu Ginobili, who scored 11 fourth quarter points, wasn't finished.
Both teams over the foul limit. Ginobili again splitting through and has the layup.
Ginobili finished with 26 points, rallying the Spurs from a 9-point deficit to stun the Thunder 101-98, sound courtesy of TNT. Tony Parker added 18 and Tim Duncan chipped in 16 for the Spurs, who won their 19th in a row, tying the NBA record for longest winning streak kept alive in the playoffs. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 27. Game 2 is tomorrow night in San Antonio. To NASCAR in Indianapolis. Dario Franchitti won the Indy 500. It's his third win in the annual Memorial Day weekend race. Franchitti is the 10th driver to win at least three Indy 500s. Meanwhile, Casey Kane captured the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He's the 9th different driver to win a Sprint Cup race this year. To baseball in the American League, Hiroki Kuroda tossed 8 scoreless innings as the Yankees blanked Oakland 2-0. Texas doubled up Toronto 12-6, Kansas City bounced Baltimore 4-2, Detroit rallied past Minnesota 4-3, the White Sox routed Cleveland 12-6, and Alfredo Acevez served up a 2-run 9th-inning homer to Sean Rodriguez as Tampa Bay rallied to beat Boston 4-3. Over to the NL, R.A. Dickey fan 10, pitching the Mets to a 2-0 win over San Diego. Washington swept Atlanta 7-2, the Dodgers downed Houston 5-1, St. Louis hammered Philadelphia 8-3, Cincinnati outslugged Colorado 7-5, San Francisco got by Miami 3-2, Arizona rallied to beat Milwaukee 4-3, and Pittsburgh pounded the Cubs 10-4. Chicago has lost 12 straight. At the French Open, 88th-ranked Nicolas Mahou has ousted Andy Roddick in 4 sets on the opening day of the tournament. Juan Carlos Ferrero advanced to the second round, as did Sam Stosur and Anna Ivanovic. Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer take the court today. Rafael Nadal will begin his bid for a record-breaking 7th French Open title on Tuesday. And in golf, Zach Johnson shot a 2-over 72 in the final round of the PGA's Colonial, but finished play on top by one stroke over Jason Duffner. Johnson picked up the win despite a double bogey on the 18th hole. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.